On one of the past shows, I've certainly talked about water. I think more about Lake Mead and the worst situation it's been in since it was built, not to mention the fires out west, which I was literally in last year in southern Oregon. They've used up basically all their water supplies trying to protect themselves. You can't blame them for that. But water is becoming a critical problem, and it's going to get worse. As more and more of us populate our earth, real, potable, good water is going to be difficult to come by. In the Middle East, some of the countries there are already desalinating water by the gallons, about tens and hundreds and thousands of gallons. But that's expensive right now, at least the way we do it. That is an answer at some point, but even when you do that, here's what people don't think. Yes, you can desalinate it, but where are you going to put all the salt? Then you've got to have these huge storages of pure salt somewhere. We don't use that much salt, folks. So even that's not free. You're getting clean water, but you can't dump it back in the ocean. If you did, pretty soon we'd have the ocean saltier and saltier. That's happened naturally in some parts of the world. So today we're going to talk about the water we drink. And I'm going to give you as I always complain or brag or talk about, I'll probably get deeper into this than I mean to when I start. But I put all these little notes together and then I just dig through them and kind of fit together what I think is the most important, or at least the facts as I can find them. The human body is about 60% water. These days, however, consumers have to ask themselves what I think is a very important question. What kind of water do I want my body to be made of? Although there's a myriad of choices now. Sparkling water, flavored water, vitamin-infused water. But the two most common water sources, at least at this time in our country, is either bottled water or water out of your tap. In general, the consumers, for some reason, seem to think that bottled water is better for you, although the water out of the tap may be better for the environment. Actually, a new study puts these assumptions to a real test. I found a study led by researchers at the Barcelona Institute of Global Health and published in the journal Science for the Total Environment. The study compares the health and environmental benefits of three kinds of water: bottled water, tap water, and filtered tap water. They did most of the study in the city of Barcelona, where bottled water is becoming more popular than ever, despite recent investments in water treatment that have made the local tap water very safe and drinkable. Their studies showed, indisputably according to them, tap water is better than bottled water, both for the people and for our planet. A lot better, researchers asserted. If the whole population of Barcelona alone decided to drink bottled water instead of tap water, they suggest it would cost an additional $83.9 million per year to extract the raw materials needed for bottles, production of which would cause the destruction of about 1.4 species per year in their part of the world, compared to tap water that's 3,500 times the cost of resource extraction and 1,400 times the impact on ecosystems. Big difference in numbers. How does that come about? The higher environmental impact of bottled water was attributed to the high input of materials. That includes packaging and the energy needed for bottled water production as compared to tap water. Indeed, raw materials and energy required for bottle manufacturing accounted for the majority of the impact of bottled water use. In fact, like up to 90% of the impact in all indicators, consistent with previous studies, incidentally, by a number of universities across the world, not just across our nation. But what about the health? Although consumers perceive bottled water as being healthier than tap water, the scientific data just doesn't bear that out. Quote, our results show that considering both the environmental and health effects, tap water is a better option than bottled water because bottled water generates a wider range of impacts. In addition, the use of domestic filters to improve the taste and odor of the tap water and also substantially reduce the basic TDS, that's a thing called total dissolved solids, that is in both waters to some degree, so it does have to be filtered, but you can do it at home when your home filter is far, far cheaper. For that reason, filtered tap water is your best alternative, even though they didn't really have enough data on this particular study I found to measure its total environmental impact. There's no doubt that it's much, much lower than any way you could produce and distribute bottled water. The findings of the study spotlighted the impact of plastic water bottles. I have a real thing about them, you know. Worldwide. Globally, more than 1 million plastic bottles are sold every minute, 24 hours a day. Get a number on that. Not only does it take 2,000 times the energy to produce bottled water than tap water, but anywhere between 5 million and 13 million tons of plastic make its way to the oceans each year. The ocean will contain more plastic by weight than fish before the year 2050 if we continue doing this. And something most people don't think about, just right here in the United States in particular, more than 17 million barrels of oil, I'm talking oil, not water now, 17 million barrels of oil are required to meet the nation's annual demand for the bottles for bottled water, with 86% of that plastic water bottle becoming garbage or litter or what we now call nanoparticles in our rivers, lakes, and certainly the oceans around the world. Even though I have to say there's times I'm guilty of getting a bottle of water because there's no other place to really pick up just something to drink. You go into a lot of the stores now and they don't even have a tap water for tap. I guess you could go get it in the bathroom. But we need to stop that. I carry with me, they look like, matter of fact, my friend gave them to me 2 years ago. They look like adult stainless steel sippy cups. And they have tops on them. You can flip them closed, have them in your car, have them with you. They don't spill. And you've always got water right out of your tap or out of your filter. Now let me talk a little bit about filters. You can filter your whole house. I do recommend, especially, I live out in the country. You can think, well, that water's coming right out of the ground, out of the well. It's clear. It's clean. Not always. So much farming and ranching goes on that there are wells that have things that long-term is probably not safe for you, although short-term, you've lived with it for years. But there are very simple filters now that'll take that out. Again, you don't even need a whole house filter. I'm not selling this, folks. I do know where to get it. I think you get them on Amazon. I've looked at a bunch of studies from different ecological groups, and it seems that there's one, I call them countertop filter, that far outshines the rest. The name of the filter is called a Zero, Z-E-R-O. I've even seen it in some of the bigger Walmarts. But it is the good news. It's available a lot of places. If you want to call it bad news, the filters cost about 4 times as much as the filter in a Brita filter or a Pure, P-U-R. But it's also 4 times more effective in taking out the things that we more worry about, the heavy metals. In some of our waters here in the country, fertilizer gets all the way through because they way over-fertilize with nitrogen. Not good for you in the long run. Eliminates most pesticides. And generally just sort of cleans your water up, fortunately, without it removing the minerals that you really is good for your body. And you think, well, we'll just drink distilled water. No, that's really not as healthy as it sounds. It's going the other way. Your body has evolved to need those, what I call natural water minerals. I have dear friends that literally buy cases and cases of bottled water. Now, one situation I know is in a small town that I am in most of the time, and that's the other end of the world, they over chlorinate the city water. You can smell it when you turn the tap on. That's probably not really good either. Now, if it's chlorination, it will gas off. You can set a gallon or two on your counter every day and let it sit there open for a day and that chlorination will be going out. But so many of the cities now are using a thing called chloramine. And it is a chemical that they put into the water that does not off gas. It stays in the water and you drink it a little bit every day the rest of your life. probably not very good for you. The good news is at least the Zero, and I'll have to look on the others of bread in them, they have got the proper filtration to actually get the chloramines out. So if you can check your local water system, especially if it's got chloramine, do filter it. But I still recommend staying away from plastic bottles. I won't even get into what the plastic itself, PFASs, do. You may go back on my other shows in the last month. I've done a couple of shows on trying to get perfluorinated chemistry out of our bodies and out of our lives, and that water's a part of it. But just rest assured, it's not good for you either. So good filtered, well, I call well water, in the case of where I am here in Comfort, Texas, the city water, except for they overchlorinate it, that can be filtered out. So it's still safer and much cheaper for you and much the easier on the environment than 24 bottles of plastic water you drink every week. So I always do this. I didn't mean to do this much on water. But do be aware that there's not a little difference. There is a big difference. And when I came up as a kid, remember, there was no bottled water. We're now raising children on bottles of water held in plastic, sometimes set in the sun in the car. Some kids and even people I know even refill their plastic water bottles. They break down, folks. That's not the way you want to carry your water around. Get something glass, but if you have kids, that might be a little dangerous. Stainless steel seems to be the universal winner, at least for the near future, for how to obtain and keep yourself hydrated every day. So think about that. It's just like, that's my water. I try not to do these too often, but water is becoming, if you think you're going to have a rough time, we run out of fossil fuel. Wait till we run out of water. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.